Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It could be in the chest, in the shoulders, the stomach. Wherever you feel it clearly, focus your attention there. And then try to keep it there. Watch the breath all the way in, all the way out. And if long breathing feels comfortable, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it faster, slower, heavier, lighter. Even deeper, more shallow. See what the body needs right now. Because there are potentials right here in the present moment. And if you pay attention to them, then you can make the most of them. Most of us are not here in the present moment. We're off someplace else, thinking about the past, thinking about the future. We don't fully inhabit the present right here. So we don't know what potentials there are. There are potentials in the body for a sense of well-being, which can be improved by the way you breathe. There are also potentials for well-being in the mind. These are improved by the way you think. Remind yourself that if there's suffering in the mind, there may be bad things happening outside, but you don't have to suffer from those bad things. It's how you think about them, how you talk to yourself about them, how you respond to them. That's what's going to make the difference between whether you suffer or not. So you've got the potentials inside for learning how not to suffer. People say nasty things to you. You can tell yourself, oh, the sound that they said goes only as far as the ear, makes contact at the ear, and then it stops. Our problem is that it doesn't stop there. We pull it into the mind and we keep stabbing ourselves with it. And so it's no wonder that we suffer more from the world than we have to. When there's pain in the body, we get all worked up about it. But the pain can be just there in the body. The pain can be one thing. The body can be something else. Your awareness can be something else from that, too. And there are ways of dealing with these things that we have to put up with in the world. Because we do live in this world where there's a lot of aging, illness, and death. There are a lot of people who don't mean us well. But there are people who do mean us well. Number one is the Buddha. He gained awakening. He could have just spent his time enjoying the bliss of awakening. But instead he realized he had something really valuable to offer to the world. So for 45 years, he walked around northern India teaching the Dharma so that people who were suffering wouldn't have to suffer. People who were on fire with greed, aversion, and delusion could put out the fires. So when a person like that has lived in the world, you want to take advantage of the gifts that he left behind. How to breathe, how to talk to yourself, what images to hold in mind so you can stop stabbing yourself over things that are happening outside. If you take responsibility for your own well-being, if you do it in a wise way, then you don't place a burden on other people, and then you too have more to offer to other people as well. That goodness then becomes yours. That's something that goes with you when you go. This body is something we have to leave behind. So try to get the best use out of it. Learn how to develop a sense of well-being here inside that nourishes the mind. Strengthens the mind so that it finds it easier to develop its own inner qualities. Then when the time comes to part ways, the mind is strengthened, the mind is in better shape. It can take all of its goodness with it. The problem is if we have bad habits, we take those bad habits with us as well. So you want to train your mind so it's more under your control. So that what you do and say and think is for the sake of your long-term welfare and happiness. Don't waste your time on other things. Because our time is limited, but we do have right here, right now. So make the most of it right here, right now. Learn some of the skills that the Buddha taught, and you find that you can make the most of the opportunities that you have here.